Go right ahead.
Maybe this is a good one to end on. It seems somewhat trivial, but I want to thank you for the book. I learned an awful lot about history, but what you said about the Delta, who said that you had written her story, I was impressed and moved, and I remembered hanging clothes on the clothesline where you you referenced that, and I can remember my mother hanging out clothes early before she'd go to work, and they would freeze on the clothesline, and sometimes now I would love to have a clothesline again. And my mother had 9 brothers, and my grandmother's house was out in the country, and they all had hogs, and so we had we would scrape the table after dinner, and it would go into the slop jar. So I might be the only one, maybe I'm one of the few people that had reminiscence of that. And the person that told you told her story just reminded me of those instances.
You know, I'm not sure there was quite a question in there, but I'll...
No, it wasn't a question. It's a reminiscence of my growing up in the South.
Well, you know, I was in Richmond when I first started writing this book. I went to Richmond to do some research, and after the book came back, I was invited to come back to Richmond, and I gave a whole bunch of talks, one of which was recorded by C-SPAN, and I think Kathy may have posted it, that or could post it if folks are interested in it. But the giving talks all through Richmond as they were celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Civil War and Emancipation, which the leaders of some of the universities and museums there very carefully articulated it that way because they wanted to recognize the end of slavery as part of the 150th celebration. So this was probably 2013 when I was there. And the person who was driving me around all day, who just volunteered to do this, is an African-American woman who had grown up in Richmond. Her family had been there for many years. She could trace her family back to an enslaved person who she said they had reason to believe had also collected information to help the Union. And so she and I are talking about race and the history of race and racism in Richmond all day long. She's driving me from one place to another. And one of the places that I spoke was in the novel, you'll remember references to Lumpkin's Alley, which was both a slave jail but also a public whipping post. And I spoke at that very site in Richmond, and I read some of the scenes that were described there. And as she and I arrived there, she said, "It always upsets me to be here." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Just knowing it could have been my family bought and sold here." And that is also something that I respect. You know, my family may have been persecuted in some other place, but I don't have to walk or drive or live my life around those spaces. And just thinking about, you know, not just the power of the daily lives, the little things about, you know, getting chilbanes in your hands and people who don't even remember the word chilbanes and things like that, but also thinking about how powerful it is, I think especially for Southerners, that much of this history is right there, and it, I think, can feel more immediate because of that.